I suppose that as well as being in meetings and dodging the showers, you've been able to get out a bit around the fields and the fells, and you've noticed the sheep. At least I hope you have. And I hope that you've noticed that they do not have claws. I hope you've noticed that. You see, God made them so they couldn't hang on. Animals that have claws hang on by them. So you can have a sloth hanging on by its claws, asleep. But not a sheep. He can't do it. And I hope too, beloved, you haven't got it into your head that you've got to go away and hang on to what you've got. There are some wonderful words in John chapter 10. They start at verse 27 and 28. And they go like this. My sheep hear my voice. And I know them, only them that hear his voice, you see. I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone pluck them out of my hand. You see that? He never said, well, the sheep are very clever and they hang on to my hand. They've got to be held. He gave them hooves. They can't hang on. He just holds them. You have no security in your own strength. You have no security in your ability to hang on to anything, not even to God. I'm going to hang on to God. Are you? You're not. You're just going to stand up on your four feet. And sometimes he'll allow you to lie down. And he's going to hold you. He's going to hang on to you. He reckons to keep what's his own. He doesn't say, my own must keep me. He said, I keep my own. And all you've got to do is to stand up. That's right. Hallelujah. You haven't got to hang on to anything. So look down and see if you're growing claws. If you are, you don't belong to the flock. That's right. If you're a hanger-oner, you don't belong. God's very careful in the figures he chooses. Amen. Now how wonderful that is. So just go and relax and live and be led as a lamb to the slaughter if necessary. That's all right. If they ask you for your coat, say, take my cloak too. Give it to them. Go and live. Just go and be your sweet self. Will you? If you're still a bitter self, that you don't like yourself very much, because you're very bitter, you still need to have the change made inside. But if you really are a sheep, one of God's own, well, bless the Lord, you're all right. And he'll keep you. Amen. You just keep eating and drinking and that's right. Hallelujah.